This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to the CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam on Joy 94.9. In the studio now are three boys we introduced to you back in September. Using the modern power of the social media, these boys have blitzed the hype machine in the last 6 months. We caught their first single, This Is Who I Am, and embraced the second single, Back in Time. Jay, Harrison, and Andrew are at Sunset. They're here with us once again. Boys, welcome back to Joy 94.9.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Good to be here.
Now, since we last talked to you guys, not only have we had your second single, but you've been touring around the country. Tell us what you've been up to for the last few months.
Yeah, well, the last few months we've been touring with Reece Masson around regional Australia, which has been so cool. And we've just come back to shoot our music video. Rush, our brand new single, has just been released, and we're doing a bit of promo before we go on tour.
So how was the tour with Reece?
It was eventful.
Yeah,
you'd say the word. It was very busy and it was very tiring because you were on a bus for 6 hours of a day. Then you'd go to the venue, you'd set up, you'd play your show, you'd pack down. And when you think you'd go to bed, you'd get a knock at the door at about 11:30 and be Reece and all the boys bored. So we'd play PlayStation all night.
But at the same time, all of Reece and his crew are incredible musicians. So we learned so much.
Yeah, we learned like tricks of the trade, like vodka and water after a show. You spray your clothes in, so if you can't wash it that night,
removes odor,
and like so we went through that. We learned a lot. We learned like secret knocks on doors for band members, which might be confidential, but we'll teach you guys.
Cool. It could be very useful later on.
We won't broadcast that.
Now the thing with is, what was the most interesting, well, I think you've almost told us actually, what was the most interesting or weird thing that happened while you were touring with Reece?
Oh no, don't worry, there's worse.
The prank when at the end we walked on stage and we had some like nude pictures that they put on the stage
on
for
the
us.
On our fallbacks, just naked people. We had, what was it?
Talcum powder on the drum kit. Tabasco sauce on the microphone.
So Reece's crew pulled these jokes
on you guys. And then there was about the whole crew, about 20 of them, standing on the side of stage just laughing and videotaping us.
But it was all right. They were allowed to do that because apparently it was final night. But we didn't know what to do because we were like, well, we didn't plan anything. So we went to his merch stand and took his onesies and put them on and zipped them to the top and just ran on stage and just started causing havoc on stage as ninjas.
I think I saw the photos of these on Twitter. These onesies are very strange. They're like a Lycra jumpsuit, sort of an Elvis Presley type.
I wear it to bed every night.
Up to your head, so literally your full body is covered in like a ninja suit, which is pretty cool.
That's cool is one word for it. Yeah. All right, now I mentioned Twitter there. You've embraced the whole social media thing right from the start, particularly Twitter. You've got more than 42,000 followers on the band and around 15,000 followers for each of you. Have you changed the way you use your social media since you started?
We actually got some pretty good news today. We all got verified on Twitter about 2 hours ago.
As we were driving here, so it was pretty awesome.
That was awesome. We've probably learned a lot about social media and what ones we think are more powerful. I think Twitter's huge for the market that we're in, really powerful for the market we're in. But Facebook, we're actually learning a lot of new things. There's a new one called Tout, so it's a video messaging website, so we're just about to start.
In terms
using
of
that.
Changing everything, we're still trying to communicate with every fan we can, like we did right at the start. So we haven't really changed much, but we're exploring different social media.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the secret is just using your active fan base. Wherever they're active is where you want to be talking to them.
Have you changed the sort of things you post, the sort of information you post, do you think?
Yeah,
I think so.
We were very, very sensitive with what we posted at the start. Even our first few music videos and the songs, like the content of it, were very sensitive to who we were, the younger crowd. But I think we've matured heaps over the last 8 months. So even with the songs and the videos.
And matured and you're less sensitive? Is that?
No.
Just like.
I think the secret is now that they know who we are now. So we can get away with saying things. So at the start, I could have posted something and people might take offense to it, or they might think that I'm being, rude or something like that. But then they'll be like, oh, he's just, that now they understand our side. sarcasm. They know that we pay Andrew out.
We've almost opened up to our fans as if they've become friends. Yeah. So it's like it started off fans to artists, but now they know us so well.
We're like this big family.
Yeah.
Right.
We're more friends with them now.
So is the idea you pick on Andrew because he's the youngest?
Yeah.
Well, all the time. That and the fact
if you watch like our
question
and answer videos, it's always me and Jay paying Andrew out. In early days, you'd watch them and then fans be like, why are you guys so rude? Like, blah, blah. And we're just like, he's my brother. I can do whatever I want. He pushed me through a wall at home.
We've got a question for Joy FM. Is black a shade or a colour?
Is black a shade or a colour?
This is seriously...
You asked this on Warner Brothers Kids, didn't you, today?
No. This has been our number one. Rivalry between Andrew and Jay since the band started.
We won't tell you who's on what side, but...
I say it's a colour.
I say it's a shade.
So you're on Andrew's side and you're on Jay's side.
Yeah.
Andrew's the one who's right.
Exactly, Jay.
Now, what is the strangest or weirdest thing that one of these fans has actually asked or sent you on Twitter?
I think it's very inappropriate for radio.
I'm just going mental right now, thinking of everything.
We were at the airport in Brisbane, and a girl wanted to write. Everyone likes to change up the old poem, Violets Are Red, Roses Are Blue. Yeah. Whatever it is. Roses are red, Violets Are Blue. And she wanted to change it to something quite inappropriate coming from Harrison.
I think the craziest thing is like when we're trying to drive off and literally, you know, we're reversing or something and all of a sudden you turn around to drive and they're laying on the floor. It's just like, all right, we understand.
In the airport, that literally happened.
You don't want us to leave, but you guys are lining up across the airport and making sure not only that we can't leave, but everyone else at the airport
can't
leave.
So we get out of the car and help them up. So therefore, worked. They wanted to get us back out the car and it worked. So
that's probably been the craziest, bringing down an airport with them lying on the road.
Probably not the wisest thing, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But they love it.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
You're listening to Joy 94.9 and the boys from the Adelaide Trio at Sunset are with us now. Now, the first two singles you released, you had some very high-profile help from the likes of Rogue Traders, James Ash.
Yes.
Your new single, Rush, has just come out. It's quite a different song to the previous songs. Tell us how Rush was created.
It started with Andrew, myself, and our producer in a room and just jotting down ideas. And there was this sound that I loved in a track that we'd started building. And then it was all of a sudden we built this track and started writing it. And we always wanted this song to just be that moment that you can't describe. So we described it by saying it's a rush. And, you know, when we took it back to our management, we took it to Jay and we took it to everyone else in the band. And we all worked really hard on it. There was about 17 demo tracks of this song of us producing it before we sent it off to the big guns, and we're really lucky we had Israel Cruz work on it and the man's, you know, a freak in his art, you know, like
he's incredible,
like, he knows what he's doing. And then it went to Miles Walker in LA, and he's
who recently did Battle Scars.
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
So he mixed Battle Scars and a lot of Demi Lovato's new tracks, so something where vocals really stand out in the track. So that's exactly what we wanted.
Well, it's interesting because Demi Lovato, great vocals over great dance tracks.
Exactly.
And Rush has got that real feel of much more of a dance track than your previous.
And that's what we've tried to do. To keep it real and to keep it at Sunset, we thought vocals really need to be there, be present. We have done some crazy tricks on the vocals, you know, spinning the vocal and going up to different octaves, obviously.
It's fun.
But it's fun. We want people to... it is an intense song. It's pretty epic. But we do want people to smile when they hear it and go, wow, you know, these boys have grown up.
Fair enough.
Now, we're going to say, since Rush was released, you guys are slightly hitting the nightly countdown shows along the way. How important do you reckon it is to get good national radio exposure?
It was obviously can't hurt. So it's just incredible to think that one of our songs can get on a night's national radio station. And to get that, you know, we see our social medias, you know, super active after it gets played. And it's just a domino effect once it gets played, because kids and young and youth are just so heavy on nighttime radio. It's just incredibly important for us who are attacking the social media at the moment. So,
but these days, as the song is different now, we want not just, you know, our core age fans to like it. We want, you know, people from all different ages to like our music and look at us as musicians now. So, oh,
I think you've got a few fans here at Joy as well.
That's amazing.
Tell it now. The other thing, of course, is that almost straight after the single came out, the video came out. It's huge and epic in itself. Tell us about the video.
It's kind of like a movie, really, to be honest. We had this crazy idea for a post-apocalyptic and we wanted something that just stood out. And I think that's the main thing. If you want to impact something like, you know, the music channels, you need something that's just crazy. So it's about this, you know, the rush, sort of the innuendo you get with someone. And so many aspects of the video are just
look,
crazy.
To describe the rush, we've used an infection. So basically you get caught in this rush and that's it. You're caught. You're one of them now. So we've used, for if anyone, I know it's hard because we're describing a video right now, but go on our YouTube. It's there. Just type in @sunsetrush. But you'll see, you know, eyes turn yellow. And basically Andrew realizes that where we are isn't what it seems. And he gets Jay out of there and then they come looking for me and something happens to me in the end.
It's very much a bit of a zombie apocalypse type.
Yeah,
story. Yeah, it's although I have to say that I think there'll be a lot of fans that are disappointed about the eyes, Harrison.
Yeah. they love Harrison's blue eyes. Yeah, and they've all of a sudden gone yellow.
Hey, now you've got a tour coming up, the Teen Rush tour. Where will you be taking that tour? And who are you guys sharing the stage with?
So we will be taking it to Adelaide, Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne.
The first up's Melbourne on the 6th.
On the 6th.
At the Crown.
At the Crown. So 6th of April at the Crown in Melbourne. And we'll be sharing the stage with another youth act called What About Tonight. And another youth act called, she's recently... from Good Question, they've broken up, and her name's Christina. So
really, it's an X Factor lineup.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to grab tickets, head to www.teenrushtheconcert.com because we want to see everyone having a good time. Because there's a DJ and yeah, it's
different.
Real
it's fun. Not a normal show that you'd expect. It's not just a standard, you know, band on stage. It's, you know, it's a DJ. It's a party. We want everyone to have a good time.
Fantastic. So. Now, the big question for At Sunset, what's the goal for the rest of 2013?
Touring.
Yeah, I think the biggest goal for us is we want to be on the road. We don't want to be sitting in Adelaide, you know, thinking of what's the next thing we can do. We want the question to be, how are we going to fit everything in?
I personally want to go international.
Yeah.
Which is...
We do. We've got interest in... we're going to Asia, actually. Our song just got... This Is Who I Am just got picked up as the theme song to their equivalent as Home and Away in the Philippines.
Wow.
Which is pretty awesome, yeah. Which is there. And, you know, we want to support some big acts. You know, yeah. Justin Bieber's coming to town. If we can get the Believe tour, that'll just be... I'd probably cry.
You know, we're excited for a big year. We put a lot of hard work in last year and
to
started this
up.
Year to get the songs out there for people to know with the EP and the three singles now. So now we've got like this big catalogue of songs. We just want to go play it for everyone.
Well, there's a Melbourne, an independent Melbourne band that are going to be supporting One Direction around the world. I mean, that's if you can do something similar to that with Justin Bieber or someone else,
yeah,
that'd be fantastic.
Exactly. I think 5 Seconds of Summer, they've done it. So good luck to them. The boy's really cool as well. And, you know, supporting 1D, that's probably one of the biggest things you could ever do in your life.
They've done well.
But yeah, good luck to them. And hopefully, Justin, if you're listening, look us up, bro.
I'm sure. Now, we've been speaking with the boys from At Sunset here on the CNC Drive Factory. You can see At Sunset here in Melbourne on April the 6th at the Palms at Crown. Jay, Harrison and Andrew, once again, thanks for joining us here on Joy 94.9.
No, thanks so much, guys. We love coming here.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.